friends. Welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, 40 for 40, Matt Elfring, and with me, as always, is 40 for 40, Chris E. Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. I'm good. I'm coming down off the afterburner of getting COVID booster number two. Still tired, but doing good. As you know, Matt, this week and next week are a bit ridiculous on my end. I leave tomorrow to fly out to California for Star Wars celebrations.
We didn't record last week because I got very sick Tuesday night.
It's true.
He
ate a bad burrito.
No, it was bad Popeyes. I was puking all Tuesday night.
Great.
Puking great, Wednesday morning. And then I had to work Thursday and Friday because I had deadlines. And if I didn't have deadlines, I would have called in sick. We'll put it that way.
That's how I feel about yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. I saw Doctor Strange yesterday. It was the strangiest.
Good movie.
Great movie.
Wildly violent PG-13 film.
Even my dog's groaning about it.
Oh, she's like,
hey, so Double or Nothing is coming up this weekend. It is a lot. Can you stop growling over there?
No, I can't.
Oh, she's snoring. Ruby! Ruby Soho!
Bro, let your dog sleep. I can't believe you named your dog after AEW star Ruby Soho.
Let me tell you about when Ruby Riott, formerly Ruby Riott, went to AEW. Changed her name to Ruby Soho, and I said, oh great, now people are gonna think I named my dog after a wrestler in AEW
wrestling star who is booked on the card.
What do you know?
Kind of. All right, Matt, so here's the thing. We're not doing a full predictions episode, but as I told you going into this, I'm doing quick predictions. I have thoughts. Okay,
first off, we're not covering on-site. Chris will be at Star Wars Celebration, and I said, hey, it's a holiday weekend, let's stop working.
And I said, you can stop working. I will still be working.
I mean, hey, we don't need to add to the pile. Take time off of work, guys. Do it.
I will not be doing that. But
I meant you in general, just in general for your mental health. Take time off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be going on a cruise at the end of June.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris is going to say that there's
10 matches. Listen, Matt, there are currently 10 booked matches. There will be 11.
Yeah.
There will be 11. It is a foregone conclusion, but there are currently 10 booked matches. We're going to start out with the buy-in match. That is Hook and Danhausen versus Tony Nese and smart Mark Sterling, the world's only professional wrestling lawyer. I mean, obviously, this is going to be a Hookhausen victory. Mm-hmm. Hook doesn't lose. Danhausen, people love Danhausen. I'm kind of bummed that Danhausen got housed so quickly in his match against Tony Nese. It made him I didn't like that.
Nope, neither did I.
Match number two, Jade Cargill with Kiera Hogan and Red Velvet, who I believe she was feuding with not very long ago.
That's the baddies section.
Yep. Versus Anna Jay, the wrestling magician member of the Dark Order. And this is for the AEW Turner Broadcasting Systems Championship. Jade's going to win. That's fine.
Jade wins. Jade done. Wins.
Owen Hart Men's Cup Tournament Final. Adam Cole will be taking on either Kyle O'Reilly or Samoa Joe. It will be Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe will win. No, you know what? Adam Cole, I think, is going to pull out the win. That is a good bragging thing for him to make a point for moving higher up the card.
Yeah, and also, Chris, we can't vote against technical wrestle buddy Adam Cole.
That's right.
He's technically a part of the show at this point.
He is the fifth wrestle buddy behind Greg and Keisha.
Yes.
Next up, Owen Hart Women's Cup Tournament Final. Tony Storm or Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Ruby Soho or Chris Statlander.
Chris, I'm going to throw it out there. I want Dr. Britt Baker to win this so bad so we can have the first wrestling couple win a tournament.
That's it.
Yeah.
Done. Also, match for the AEW Women's Championship, Thunder Rosa versus Serena Deeb. Thunder Rosa is going to win.
It's going to be a really good one, but I'm on Thunder too.
Yep. For a triple threat three-way match for the tag titles, it's the Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy, yes, and Luchasaurus without Marco Stunt, but with Christian Cage.
Marco Stunt's not in the company anymore.
I know, and it makes me sad. Versus Team Taz, Ricky Starks, and Powerhouse Hobbs versus Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland. It's kind of obnoxious that Red Dragon isn't in this, and instead two makeshift tag teams are fighting Jurassic Express for the titles.
Team Taz, I wouldn't say, is a makeshift tag.
They're a stable, but they don't wrestle as tag teams. They wrestle
But they're at least a stable.
Okay, I'll give you that. Jurassic Express wins.
Yeah.
Next up, Anarchy in the Arena match, which sounds like a downgraded version of the Stadium Stampede. It's funny to me, man. I don't know if you saw John Moxley's promo this past week on Dynamite, where Chris Jericho was talking about, like, maybe we have to do another Stadium Stampede. John Moxley's like, I don't like your sports entertainment bullshit. We're not doing that. Instead, we're going to fight all over the arena. Call it the Anarchy in the Arena match, whatever you want. Like, that's the same thing. It's just not outdoors. It's the Jericho Appreciation Society. Chris Jericho, Matt Menard, Angelo Parker, Daniel Garcia, and Jake Hager versus the Blackpool Combat Club, mixed of Brian Danielson and John Moxley with William Regal, along with Santana, Ortiz, and Eddie Kingston. Where's Wheeler Yuta, you ask? I don't know.
I'm going with Blackpool Combat Club.
I mean,
and also
Santana, Ortiz, and Eddie Kingston.
Secondary prediction, it's going to be extremely hard to follow because they're going to split everybody up and production's not going to know what to do.
It'll be a lot like watching it. It'll be a lot like me watching that multi-tag with Sting and Darby Allin in person at Revolution, when I was like, I don't know where to look and I can't see what's going on because it's all happening among fans. Next up, six-man tag match, the House of Black. Malachi Black, Brody King, and Buddy Matthews versus the Death Triangle of Pac, Penta, who's Penta Oscuro now, and Ray Phoenix with Alex Abrahantes.
He changes his name more than John Morrison.
That's absolutely not true. It's just Penta Oscuro is his like Undertaker gimmick.
But he's changed his gimmick so, like,
no, he's changed his name. He's Penta.
He changed his name so many times.
I mean, he was Pentagon Jr. And Penta is just a shortened version of Pentagon. And now he's Penta Oscuro. But
before Pentagon Jr., he was like something else in Lucha. And then he was something before that.
Well, that, I would say that's different. Because Lucha Underground, you can't use a copyrighted name. Let's see. I'm going to go through the names. Are you ready? I just looked them up.
Yes.
Dark Dragon.
Yep.
El Hijo del Cuchillo. Mm-hmm. Penta El Zero M. Mm-hmm. Penta El Zero Miedo.
Yep.
Penta Oscuro. Pentagon, yep. Dark. Penta, yep. El Zero M, number zero, letter M. Pentagon Jr. And lastly, Matt, most importantly, some might say, Zayas.
Like three or four of those he used during the pandemic. When he was like in AAA and stuff and jumping.
Anyway. That's fine.
House of Black.
We just call him Penta. Really? Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with Death Triangle on that one.
All right.
Next up, the Hardys versus the Young Bucks. Now, Matt, the Hardys are Jeff and Matt Hardy.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
The Young Bucks are Nick and Matt Jackson.
I'm into this because it's brothers from two different generations fighting each other. I don't think I'm going to care for the match. I don't think I'm going to care for the match too much because I'm getting too far into this. I'm going with the Hardys there. I'm not going to get too into it.
No, Matt, I'm actually with you on this. This is the one we should get into because it's kind of, I'm seeing the stuff that Jeff is doing with Darby Allin, mm-hmm, in AEW and how horrific it looks. And I'm like, this is just going to be an insane spot fest.
Yep.
And everyone's going to be tired going into the main event of Hangman Page versus CM Punk for the AEW World Championship. By the way, I'm going with the young Bucks, the Bucks of Youth, as Broken Matt Hardy might say.
I'm going with the Hardy Boys on that one.
Now, Matt, where you stand with this AEW title match?
Chris, this is a hard one for me because I feel like Paige gets overshadowed so much in AEW as a champion.
Crazy because he's doing good stuff.
Exactly. But I mean, like, there's so much going on in that company. I got to stop playing with this little miniature. Like CM Punk gets, I think, probably the most spotlight put on him in the company at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's nothing against CM Punk. CM Punk is a fantastic person on the mic. He's good in the ring still. Having Heyman Page can hold his own, obviously, against CM Punk. But I want Page to keep the title just so we can kind of like I work there. It's just so they can elevate Page a bit more. And like, he's championship material, like make him look like that.
Yeah, I'm not ready for champion Punk. I love Hangman. I just bought the Anxious Millennial Cowboy t-shirt.
Good.
Lord Pumpernickel and I both bought them. Very excited.
Let's go with the match that's not on here. Wardlow versus MJF.
MJF.
I love him. MJF is doing, I feel like I constantly say this, he's doing some of his best stuff right now.
He is, and he's coming off of the loss to Punk.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, like, the joy of MJF is you find yourself dying to watch him get beaten up and beat.
Mm-hmm.
You have to build that, so you're dying for it. This is just a singles match. Wait until they meet in, I don't know, a steel Ty Dillinger on a pole match or whatever. What's his name? Sean Spears.
Yeah. And then next month is Forbidden Door, which I'm going to. I'm very excited.
You're going?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it's a New Japan American promotion thing. I'm going.
I understand. Like, you just didn't tell me that you were going.
I told you I was going. I was getting tickets.
No, you never told me.
Dude, how can I not go to, like, I hate the title Forbidden Door, but I have to go to that show.
There's someone at my door.
Oh, no.
Oh, they just dropped something off and left.
Oh, you scared them.
Yeah, from upstairs behind a closed door in my office.
Anyways, it's 11 matches. Oh, it's going to be 11 matches. It's going to be a very, very long night, and I'm thankful to not be covering it. We'll put it that way.
I won't be watching. I will be busy.
Yeah, I'm not going to be watching either.
Watch. I'll definitely check out highlights when they air them on Dynamite. But yeah, man.
AEW needs to learn to... They're doing what WWE did like 3 years ago, where you throw everything on the card.
Yeah.
But they also don't have pay-per-views as often. It's kind of a weird double-edged sword.
Yeah.
There needs to be like two, maybe three less matches on this card.
I mean, you remember me after Revolution, man. I was exhausted.
Covering Revolution, I wanted to die.
Wow.
That was bad.
I didn't really want to die. Seems bad.
I was falling asleep, like, writing about the main event. We'll put it that way. Anyway.
You're really going to Forbidden Door?
Yeah, it's in Chicago.
Can't believe you didn't tell me.
It's the United Center, man. It's where the Bulls play. I think they still play there. I haven't been there since those.
Just assume I know everything about you.
You do? That's Chris, and a lot of people have questioned us recently. I got an email from a guy who said that he thinks that we're not real buddies. We're not real friends.
Oh, what's his name?
Dog Dad Lawyer.
Wait, what's his name?
Dog Dad Lawyer.
Is this like a European name? Where's he from?
He's from New York City.
New York City?
Yeah, where they make the best salsa. I got yeah. here's the email I got. It says, Dearest Wrestle Buddies.
Wait, where did he send this email to?
I sent it to WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com, which worked for like one day, and it doesn't work anymore now.
It doesn't.
We got rid of it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
the one email got through. Dear Wrestle Buddies, I'm a lawyer from New York, and I've been listening to the show for a long time. I don't think you two are friends. Chris and Matt have no chemistry. They know nothing about each other.
I mean, true.
And frankly, I think I am a better friend to both of you than you are to each other. I have appeared on every other episode of the podcast. That's weird. He writes that he has appeared on this podcast.
What? I'm so confused.
He says, I have appeared on every other episode of the podcast.
Is his name Mailbag?
No, I don't know who he thinks he's dog dad lawyer.
Okay. Maybe maybe he is taking each week's podcast and cutting one of us out and recording himself as answering the other one.
I mean, maybe he's D9000 because D9000 asked a lot of questions on the
That's
show.
True. That's D9, true.
But no, but D9000's from Toronto or Ontario.
Does the D and D9000 stand for Dog Dad Lawyer 9000?
Dog Dad Lawyer 9000. I've appeared on every other episode of this podcast. I am better friends to you guys than you guys are to each other. Also, here is a picture of my pug. His name is Clarence.
Ooh, can I see the picture?
Yeah, there you go.
Aww.
It's a pretty cute dog. A little cute pug.
I want to play with that dog.
Yeah, and nice.
Clarence.
Clarence the pug.
I wonder who he's named after. Maybe the angel from, what's that? Miracle on 34th Street? No.
Yeah.
Is it? No. It's the first day of the rest of your life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Clarence the Angel.
Wish I had $1 million. Hot dog.
I can't believe I said this is the first day of the rest of your life, as if that's the title of a movie.
That's my favorite movie is The Big Bopper in The First Day of the Rest of Your Life.
It's G.I. Joe 2, : The First Day of the Rest of Your Life, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Anyway, that's from Dog Dad Lawyer. And because of...
Matt, I don't like it. I don't like the cut of this guy's jib saying we're not friends. I am 100% on board with him saying we don't have chemistry. He's right. We suck together. But like, we're still friends. I would
disagree.
Oh, I listened back to the show. It ain't good.
Anyways, to prove to Dog Dad Lawyer, someone we don't know, have nothing to prove to, that Chris and I are incredible best friends that know everything about each other.
Biffles.
We're going to play the Wrestle Buddies game, which is the newlywed game, but for Wrestle Buddies. Chris, we are going to...
Do I have to write my answers down? Oh, wait, I'll save these questions for Dog Dad Lawyer.
We're just going to say them to each other. I mean, I'll say... okay, here's what we're going to do.
You'll answer, and then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. Like that.
Okay, and then vice versa.
Yes.
So the very first one. Chris,
Dog Dad Lawyer not coming on?
He's just sent an email. He's not here.
Oh, I thought we were zooming him in somehow.
I was thinking about it, but then I decided, like, this guy's kind of pushy, and, like, I just want to prove to him.
Maybe we'll see what his response is, and maybe he can come back in some other time.
Maybe. Why are we inviting enemies onto the show?
We invited the SmackDown hacker on, and now he has his own website and merch. So
he's got his own merch.
Like, I'm literally, Matt, I'm holding up the SmackDown hacker official t-shirt that says SmackDown Hack the Planet.
Guys, remember how 2 weeks ago we talked about we're going to make t-shirts? There is literally, you can go on Teespring, T-Public. Matt Elfring, or T-Public, sorry.
Matt Elfring.
WB Elfring, I believe is what it is. And there is a SmackDown hacker shirt that says SmackDown Hack the Planet.
A phrase we workshopped on this very podcast, and now I own the shirt. and a picture of the SmackDown hacker from WWE 2K22.
Which may be one of my best creations this season. Okay. Chris, here we go. Rules are simple. I don't know.
Am I answering first or are you answering?
You're going to tell me the answer to this question, and then I'll go vice versa. Chris, who is my favorite wrestler?
Charles Wright. That's an easy one.
1,000,000% correct. It's an easy one. For you, Chris, this is tough. I'm going to go with The Undertaker.
No.
Mm.
Sorry. It's Eddie Guerrero, actually.
Oh, you've never really talked about him outside of his child.
We haven't had like an Eddie Guerrero spotlight episode. We should. I love Eddie Guerrero.
We should have.
But no, Matt, I believe you said Undertaker because I believe I named Undertaker as one of the five best pro wrestlers of all time.
Yes.
A statement I stand by.
Yes. I'm basing it off of real conversations we have and not guessing. Chris, I'm going to answer this one first to you.
Okay.
Which one of us is the better driver? I'm going to go with... Ooh. You.
I don't know. Are you a bad driver? Are you waiting for me to say yes or no?
You have to say yes or no if that's the right one.
Yes? Question mark.
Chris is the better driver.
Are you a bad driver?
Chris,
how many wrecks have you gotten into?
How many wrecks?
Yeah.
I, since I've been driving for 24 years or so, I have wrecked a car, not completely wrecked. It's hard to, I've hit things three or four times. One being a couch on the highway, two being deer.
Okay. Okay. I flipped a car in a blizzard.
Oh, dang.
I got T-boned in an intersection by a crazy old person who walked away from the accident with his guitar.
Okay, that's not your fault.
That's not my fault. I think that's it in terms of accidents. Knock wood.
I've never gotten a ticket or anything, but also I've
definitely gotten tickets.
You drive a lot more than I do. I drive one night a week to go play D&D.
And I did the majority of my driving in Southern California.
Okay. And I also don't have a car.
Oh, I definitely have a car.
My wife has a car.
Wait, I thought you both got cars.
My car, Chris, I found out isn't coming till the end of June now. I ordered it in February.
Great. Great. Yeah. It better be super tricked out and have like your name spray airbrushed on the side.
It will be. It will.
Yeah.
Chris, this is going to be one I think is going to split us up.
Okay.
You get to answer first. Who was the funniest out of both of us? I want to keep in mind to the listeners at home, this is a show where neither of us are the straight man.
It's neither true.
We don't play that here.
I think you are going to say that you're the funniest one.
No. What do you think? It's not what I think.
I don't know, because I think we have different senses of humor. And to my personal sense of humor, I think I am the funnier one. And to that end, I think to your sense of humor, you are the funnier one. So I'm just going to say me, and you're going to say.
I'm going to say me, that I'm the funnier one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. We like to try to hit like many different gamuts of comedy.
I appreciate that we have very different ideas of what funny is.
Yeah.
And we kind of bring it all to the show.
Mine is dumb bits like this, and yours is Jar Jar Binks.
Yours is characters, and mine is like committing hard to a bit.
Chris, here we go. What is my favorite wrestling match of all time?
Oh my God, really?
This is a super tough one.
Like, I could go funny.
Actually, Chris, can you just give me any in my top five, we'll say?
Well, I could go funny and say The Kennel from Hell, but I don't think... Man, I don't... Does this include... Are any of these matches you've seen live?
No. No.
Kennel, is The Kennel from Hell on the list?
It's not on the list.
Damn. I don't know that.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. What great matches has Charles Wright been a part of? Is Charles Wright?
I'll give you another hint.
Is Charles
Wright is in zero of them?
You weren't with me at my favorite match of all time.
No.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I would say I'm a terrible friend.
I would say my favorite is Shawn Michaels Razor Ramon ladder match.
Ooh, okay, that's a good
one. Like that's my first match I remember loving.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what else is in this top five of yours?
I don't know.
Oh, I know one.
Oh, dude, I know one. Yes, I know one. One I saw live.
Oh, I don't know that one, Matt.
Okay,
if Eddie versus Ray for custody of Dominic is not in your top five, what are we doing?
Yep.
Knew it.
Yep, it is.
That's right.
My favorite ones is the owner of DDT versus that guy in the hardcore match. I forgot who was actually in it, but the hardcore match was so like nutty to me.
Where they brought like, wasn't there a bicycle and a toilet and a box of Legos and
the Japanese Stone Cold Steve Austin DDT'd the guy into a toilet. It was the best.
Magical. I would say that was up there.
Crying.
Matt, do you know my favorite match of all time? We've talked about it on this show before.
I'm going to go on a limb.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Taker Shawn Michaels part two at WrestleMania.
No.
One you saw live.
It was one I saw live. I didn't see Taker Michaels at Mania. I wish I did. I think I've only seen... I might have only seen one Shawn Michaels match live. Now that I'm thinking of it, and it was Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho WrestleMania rematch on an episode of Raw.
I have never seen Shawn Michaels live.
It's pretty cool. He thinks he's cute, you know, but he knows he's sexy.
He's sexy. Oh man, I'm gonna say it's gonna be Rey Mysterio versus Dominic versus Eddie Guerrero.
That is 100% in my top 10. But no, the number one match of all time is for me is Bayley versus Sasha at
Takeover
Brooklyn 1.
Yeah,
that match blew me away, and it had Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens in a ladder match. I had to follow it, and nobody could care it less.
Chris, as soon as you said Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens in a ladder match, I'm like, oh yeah, that did follow that, because like, that was you the don't main remember
event, nobody cared.
We did it. All right, Chris, I have to guess what your favorite TV show is
of all time.
All time. We're gonna go with top fives with these because of the world we live in with journalism. We watch a lot, but I'm gonna say your favorite TV show, top five of all time. I'm going to go with.
Here, I'm gonna do the top five in my brain.
Man, this is tough. I wrote these questions. All right, Chris.
I have a top. Four in
mind. A part of me wants to go with Mayans, but I know it's not Mayans because Mayans is number one isn't done, and number two, it's not even your top 10.
By the time all is said and done, it could make its way in there. It's very, very good, but you're correct. And just for further help, Sons of Anarchy is also not in my top
10. No, because you like Mayans better than Sons of Anarchy.
Boy, do I.
Yeah. I do know that. That should count for a point or something.
That's a half point.
It's a half point. We're not even keeping track of points.
Nope.
Chris, your favorite TV show of all time. Ooh, we'll say top five. I'm going to say Fraggle Rock.
No, Matt. Good guess. Do you want me to give you my top five?
Please give me your top five.
Okay. And this is in no order because I have a hard time ordering them. But It's actually The Muppet Show is in the top five.
I knew it would be something Muppets.
Yep. Sports Night. The Chris Gethard Show, Parks and Rec, and Vikings.
Why do I always forget to say Chris Gethard Show?
Chris Gethard. Most people don't consider it a real TV show, but guess what? It is.
It's the best. You introduced me to it, and like I listen to his podcast now. Yep. Like I watch the reruns. It's
going down the Gethard rabbit hole is a blast. Matt, for your favorite TV show of all time?
I have a definite number one that I've talked about a lot, maybe not on this show.
It's not WMAC.
We have talked about it today, in fact.
We talked about it today?
Yes. It was mentioned today while we were talking.
Like in Slack or in a meeting?
Don't go through Slack. It might have been in a meeting.
It's definitely not in Slack because I am looking. Oh, is it Below Deck? That's the one show we talked about.
All right. That's top 10, I'll be honest.
No, man. Number one of all time for you. Not a current show.
Not a current show. It is off the air.
Not anime.
No, I would say it is from the first golden age of modern television.
Oz?
Yeah.
Oh! My favorite episode one of my favorite episodes of South Park is the Oz episode where they recreate the intro over and over and over again with Cartman and Juvie. Chris Maloney. And Luke Perry in that show, both great.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons in that show, great.
B.D. Wong.
B.D. Wong's always great.
Rita Moreno.
Man.
Marina. Yeah. That show is a dynamite.
Grandma Toretto. Lord Pumpernickel and I have been rewatching Prison Break, which they have never seen before.
Great show. Well, up until they get out of prison.
Yeah, but then they spend season two on the run, and then season three, they're just in, different, worse prison. It's a very odd show.
I'm going to jump ahead a little. I'm just going to jump ahead one. Chris, we're going to go with who is your favorite wrestler crush? You can say crush if you want.
Matt, currently, you should know. I've talked about
yours is Rhea Ripley. I mean, there's no way about that. I mean, it's
100,000%. Rhea Ripley is my current wrestler crush.
Yeah.
And you know who's a close second?
Hmm.
Chris Statlander. Love Chris Statlander.
Yep.
She's just a crazy, funky alien.
Chris, mine may be a little bit tougher, but go ahead. Let's go with current. Not all time, but current.
Thunder Rosa.
second place.
Really?
I'm trying to think.
my particular likes of the opposite sex. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like Zelina Vega is too short.
She's on that list.
She's on the list. Number one. I don't know, man.
Just a lot of dead air. Jade Cargill.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, this is something, again, I keep bringing up Lord Pumpernickel. Every time Jade Cargill comes across our television screen, we're like, oh my God. What a just a statuesque human being.
Exactly.
Good Lord.
Someone molded her out of clay. Wonder Woman. Like the old, like, Wonder
Not
Woman
even
comics.
Clay. Someone molded her out of pure granite.
Well, I was saying, like, the old Wonder Woman, like, the lore behind that character was, like, she was molded out of clay to be the perfect woman.
Yeah.
Or the perfect specimen. Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, for sure.
Chris, favorite entrance music?
Current or all time?
Let us go with all time. That this is going to be a tough one because we sing so many of the same ones on here constantly.
I'm going to say, as the rule, we have to disqualify Big Boss Man.
Really?
Yeah. That's why? Because it's too easy.
But it doesn't matter.
We're
if it's
constantly
too easy.
Talking about taking a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia.
You got to respect the law and order, Chris.
Or you'll do hard time. I understand, Matt. Fine. You know what? Boss Man's in. Boss Man isn't my top number one of all time.
No, Sexy Boy should be.
Yeah.
I mean.
And also Lie, Cheat, and Steal from Los Guerreros.
And your current one is T-Bars.
Listen, the Retribution theme song is God level good. I have attached it to several of my creator wrestlers in WWE 2K22 just to piss Matt off. although Matt, I told you I created Johnny Wrestleman, right? Jonathan yes. Wrestleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is an old man wrestler.
Yes.
And his theme song is the Cactus Jack. No, which honestly, the Cactus Jack song is in my top five. It's perfect.
Yes.
Yours the RTC sirens.
What? Oh, right. As a joke, I was like, boop. It is one of my favorites, but only as a joke. Like, it's not really my favorite.
Who? I mean, Boss Man might be your favorite.
Yeah,
I feel like Papa Shango's is kind of a spooky pick, which could be good.
Like Papa Shango's in one of my least favorites, actually.
Wow, I like Papa Shango's theme music.
I hate it.
That's crazy. Is your favorite theme song a current song?
No.
Is it Triple H's time to not Motorhead, but the other Triple H song? I don't know then, man.
Go back farther.
Go back farther. Ultimate Warrior.
A little earlier.
Hogan? Is it Real American?
No. A little bit forward.
Macho.
We'll
Man.
Get there. No, it is Ted DiBiase, money. It opens with the guy laughing. It's wonderful.
money.
Chris,
money.
there is no theme song better. Because it tells you so much about the character from the opening laugh. Like, oh, this is a bad guy. He's rich. That's all you need
Everyone's
to know.
Everyone's got a price.
Chris, what tag team do you think we're most like?
Hookhausen.
Yeah, Hookhausen. That works. We get it.
I'm Danhausen.
Chris, if we won the lottery, what's the first championship title we would buy?
I've actually had this discussion with Lord Pumpernickel because I'm going to buy the left-right title. Wait, you were supposed to guess. Sorry.
Left-right title.
Like, that's the one I want.
All right, Chris, guess mine, I guess.
Is it the up-up-down-down title?
No.
Really? Oh, man. Like, part of me wants it really badly to be the 24/7 championship, but I don't think that's
I know it's an ugly title, but
it's so ugly, but so hilarious. I don't know, Matt. Big Gold?
No, it's the IC title with the white belt.
Ooh, that is a perfect belt. That's a perfect strap.
Yeah. I think we've won so many points. I think we proved that we know everyone. Or we know each other.
Yeah.
We know everyone.
Yeah, take that, dog, dad, lawyer. kind of lawyer are you anyway?
Hey.
Hello?
Let me in. Chris, there's some guy pushing me out of the way of my mic. Hold,
Matt, how did you get into your house?
The door was open.
Who? Hey.
What?
Listen here. I know everything about both of you guys. I answered these same questions listening outside with the stethoscope to the window.
Who are you?
Dog Dad Lawyer. Dogdadlawyer.com.
Wait, don't you live in New York?
Yeah, I'm a traveler. I'm traveling down. I made it all the way down here to Illinois. And I gotta let you guys know that I knew all the answers.
We didn't even know the answers. What are you talking about?
But I was listening and I knew them all. I had them all written down about favorite wrestlers, favorite TV shows, entrance musics. I even got tag team right. I said Hookhausen first and I knew it. And I really want the recognition of being the real wrestle buddy.
Can I ask you a question?
No. Yeah, I guess. Go ahead.
How did you get Matt's address? What are you doing? Who are you?
Did you break
into Matt's house to prove that you're his best friend?
I did break in. I did come in the house. This was illegal. And as a lawyer, I am very against what I just did.
Matt, blink twice if you're okay.
This guy let me back in front of the mic. It's really big.
You get out of here. I am in control. I am a lawyer. I have a dog named Clarence who is very beautiful.
He's very cute. Matt showed me the photo of Clarence. He's adorable.
I'm apparently redlining the hell out of this right now.
Well, to be fair, you're a professional lawyer, not a professional podcaster like we are.
Not at all. I yell sometimes in court. I really like to get the attention of the jurors.
Objection.
Sustained. That's what the judge would say. Or overruled.
Oh, okay. You sound legit to me.
I'm very legit lawyer. Smart Mark is also a lawyer, but he's a wrestling lawyer. I am not a wrestling lawyer.
You're a Wrestle Buddies lawyer.
I could be a Wrestle Buddies lawyer if need be.
So let me ask you this. You said something in your email that I didn't get. Because evidently you just don't like me very much. That's fine.
I know. I like both of you guys. I am the real Wrestle Buddy, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you said something in your email. You said that you have appeared on every other episode.
Every other episode, I am at the end after the music.
What? No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. You play the whole episode, and at the end, you hear me, and I go, this has been a copyrighted podcast production by GameSpot. Please don't use any of the words that are said on the show for your own purposes or you'll get sued by me. Dog, Dad, Lawyer, I love my pug named Clarence.
That has not appeared on any episode of this show. Are you taking the audio file and adding your own tag at the end and then re-listening to it?
Yes, and then I'm uploading it again, so everyone else is hearing it.
Oh, cool! So you're just stealing our traffic. That's cool.
I'm not. I'm uploading it to Apple Podcasts and Stitcher under GameSpot and Wrestle Buddies.
Wait,
so you can't sue me because I'm doing a little bit of hacking to get all this together.
Do you know SmackDown Hacker?
I've sued him 4 times.
Why?
Hacking.
But you just
hacking.
Said,
okay. I'm not done telling you.
I'm so sorry.
Hacking and dog theft.
He stole Clarence?
You really got to that quick.
He stole Clarence.
So quick to get to the fact that he stole Clarence from me. It was a tragic day. I'll never forget it.
Wait, did you get Clarence back or all these pictures we're seeing?
Of course I did. I'm Dog Dad Lawyer.
Okay.
I sued him right back into my house.
Okay. Now. You sued him for hacking. Was he hacking you?
Yeah, I mean, he was trying to hack me to stop me from hacking you guys and taking the podcast and re-uploading. Okay,
so he was trying to save us the trouble. But
he's
now,
a very good friend to you.
But now, since you hacked us, can we sue you?
I think we should sue him. I mean, first of all, he's broken into my house.
Matt, do you know any good lawyers?
I can be your lawyer. I am Dog Dad Lawyer.
You will represent us in suing you.
I've done crazy things in my time as a lawyer.
I mean, all right.
Chris.
What's up?
What is happening?
Matt, I don't know. Evidently, your house isn't nearly as secure as you thought it was.
I have had numerous people break into here.
Mm-hmm.
I've had dog dad lawyer. Prediction bot sometimes just talks during the night in
my house.
That's
weird.
It is. It's a lot about Colin Firth shirtless. Numerous times, SmackDown hackers just shown up for dinner.
Wow, SmackDown hackers never shown up at my house, and I even bought shirt.
Oh, he's bought a shirt. You probably should go. We need a dog dad lawyer shirt. It's got to have a picture of Clarence, and it says, "Keep your paws off of this shirt."
Okay, we'll.
It's a really bad shirt idea. I mean, I've made some bad shirts, but
we'll talk to the merch team about that.
Yeah, we'll get right on that. Let me just click, 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 click.
Send...
Not doing anything.
Well, listen, dog dad lawyer. Thank you for being a fan? Question mark.
I am the true wrestle buddy.
Let me ask you this. Do you like the show?
I listen to every episode.
That's not what I asked. I asked if you like the show.
I listen. There were some episodes where you guys are not very good.
I agree. Most of them, I would say.
They're pretty bad. And I would say I really like it when Adam Cole's on talking about Elden Ring.
Oh, do you like Elden Ring?
Don't care for it.
Okay,
I like to vicariously live through people who like things.
Oh, okay. So wait, but every week we're talking about things we like. Did you enjoy the Pasta Mania episode?
Nope, not at all. I went there once when it was open. It wasn't good.
Okay, how about WWF New York?
I loved it because it was about my city, New York.
Interesting. So did you also like when we did WWF Niagara Falls, which is in New York?
No, I do like upstate New York and... Yeah.
Okay. Now, last one.
Chris, I don't think this guy's from New York.
Last one I'm going to ask you. WCW Nitro Grill. How'd you feel about that?
Is that based in Florida?
No. That was in Viva Las Vegas, baby.
I don't care. I care for it on a weekend, maybe. Okay.
So wait, you're from New York.
I am from upstate New York.
Oh, you're from upstate New York. So you're from near.
But also New York City. I'm very rich and successful lawyer. I have a place in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
And then I have a place in Albany.
So you live in Manhattan. Do you know
Manhattan?
Like, what part of Manhattan?
Manhattan.
But give me some street ideas.
I live over in Hell's Kitchen.
You live in Hell's. Is Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan?
I'm Daredevil.
You're dead. Okay. Okay.
That's just a little joke.
Hell's Kitchen is in Manhattan. So at the very least,
it is in Manhattan. It's a little northwest of Times Square.
I don't think you live there. First of all, you don't sound like a New Yorker. You sound like a cartoon character.
Definitely do. A dog dad lawyer coming to ABC.
Oh, boy.
Saturday cartoon.
Oh, so you're a Disney employee then. ABC is Disney.
I said NBC.
No, I thought you said ABC.
I said something BC. One a letter and then to BC.
Before Christ.
I am actually a cartoon character from the Saturday morning cartoon Dog Dad Lawyer.
Wow. I haven't seen that cartoon, but I'll tell you what. Sounds garbage.
No one's seen it. It's been stuck. We had a pilot. It's been stuck in the vaults. No one will release us.
Well, if it ended after the pilot phase, that means you weren't ordered to series.
I just want to get out of here.
Out of where?
I'm just stuck in the vault.
No, you're in Matt's house.
Chris, I'm kicking this guy out. I do not know what is going on.
I think it's for the best.
Bye. Just
thank
please
you. Thank
leave.
You, dog dad lawyer.
I'll be back to sue you later.
Come back anytime.
Oh, please don't have him back.
That guy was terrible.
Chris, I don't like anything that happened.
No, it's very bad. What an episode.
I'm at a loss. Dog Dad Lawyer came in, who's apparently a cartoon character on a Saturday morning show that never got picked up.
Matt, he sounds ridiculous.
He is. Like you got to see him on the Zoom. He's a real person who claims he's a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, I,
We should have asked him about the Sasha Banks Naomi thing, if he had any, like, lawyer perspective on that.
Oh, damn.
Nuts!
Oh, well, maybe next time.
Hey, Dog Dad
no,
Lawyer,
no, 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 no
they're independent contractors, so they can't do anything. Oh, well, there we go.
That, by the way, just for those listening, that does not constitute any sort of legal advice.
Not at all. This guy is a cartoon lawyer.
I don't believe he's an actual lawyer at all.
I don't believe he's from New York.
I'm honestly, I'm having second thoughts about whether or not Clarence is real.
That was a picture, though.
Yeah, but like I can Google pug photo. In fact, here, I'm going to Google pug photo.
Google pug photo.
I'm going to go to images.
It's,
Matt, the first image I found was the picture you sent me of Clarence.
Oh, God.
It's from the pug Wikipedia page.
We've been duped. We've been duped by a madman.
Hold on. Let me see if I can learn more about this pug.
Is its name Clarence? Because if its name is Clarence.
Well, no, this picture is from Hafnarfjordur, Iceland, done by Anka Friedrich. Anka Friedrich. So, yeah, no, I'm going to guess that's not Clarence.
All right.
Clarence isn't real, and thus the SmackDown hacker never kidnapped Clarence.
I have no idea what just happened.
Let's call it. Like,
let's call it. Hey, we'll see you guys next week. Chris, any final words?
Yeah, actually, Matt, a few weeks ago, I said I would come back to you guys with hot, late-breaking news of my opinion on the new Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind roller coaster at Walt Disney World. As you may remember, I don't like roller coasters, and thus,
not at all.
Thus, I signed up to take an early ride on this, one of the longest indoor roller coasters that has maybe the most nausea-inducing seat setup, where it spins back and forth to put your direction in different areas to keep you focused on stuff. Matt, I went on it. It's amazing. It looks wonderful. It's the technology is crazy. It is a standalone Guardians of the Galaxy story set after the first movie, which I think is wonderful. I was nauseous for 3 hours. For 3 hours afterward. I know I was texting you, be like, I don't know why I did this. I will never go on it again, but I'm not a roller coaster person. Everyone I talked to who's a roller coaster person, like I found someone who went on it 22 times in a single day during the press event.
Oh, did they barf 27 times?
I don't think so. I almost barfed a lot. And then I had like literally afterwards, I was like, I think I need to go back to the hotel and lay down. And so I did. But no, it's a really cool ride. It is a very, very cool ride. The music I got was September. Do you remember
the 21st days of September?
Like, so that was the song, sort of guiding me through the ride, a song I love, but like, man, it did a number on my brain and my stomach. So that's my thoughts from Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Stay tuned next month, where I'll bring you thoughts from my voyage on the Disney Wish.
All right.
The new cruise ship.
So any other last words?
Dog Dad Lawyer.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.